Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're back, baby. This is Will Kuntz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is Anna, Marcel, Hummel joining me in the chat. What up? We're back. I'm back. You were here. Anything happen while I was gone?
No.
Okay, thank God. Thank God.
Nothing crazy. Nothing really to report.
I was nervous. I was nervous that it was going to be tumultuous. It was going to be unresolved. Things were going to be undiscovered. But I'm glad that everything is well and everything is back to where it was always. And nothing happened for anybody. I went to Alaska last week. Thank you for bearing with me. I did not have an episode last week. And I was glad it was a good time to be gone. Last week. I went to Fairbanks, Alaska, Anna, which is right in the middle of the great frontier of that land called Alaska, which I believe means cold place, is what it actually stands for. I flew out on a Saturday, I think, or Sunday, and you went back in time, 4 hours time difference going there.
I didn't realize it was an hour behind West Coast time.
It's an hour behind. Do you know where Alaska is? Like, when you picture Alaska, what's in your, where do you think it's about? Does that make sense?
I mean, I know it's very far north. It's aligned with Canada. It seems like if you look at a map, it would be part of Canada, although it is not. Mm-hmm. And it's giant. I believe it is the biggest state geographically.
Yes.
By a long shot. So
not only is it a part of Canada, but it's like northern Canada, right before the Arctic zone. So you're talking, there's Canada, and I kind of forgot that North Canada existed, meaning there's just like northern territories where there's not much there at all. And then you got the bottom half, middle, which is, you know, your Calgary, your Vancouver, your Winnipeg, stuff like that, where actual cities are. But that's really only about half of Canada. The other half is just cold.
Most of it's completely uninhabitable, like the Yukon,
yes,
the Northern Territories.
Yeah,
I mean, even in giant parts of like Manitoba and Alberta, like most people don't live there. So
there's some people live there, but they're like native peoples, really. That, and I mean, there's white people live there too. But
what do we call those? The people there, the Browns.
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like it's not the E word anymore. And Inuit seems ruder. So it
seems worse. Yeah, I know.
I'm like, oh, okay. So no Eskimo, but you're an Inuit. Like, it just sounds.
It doesn't sound. No, it doesn't sound good at all. I'm trying to pull up a map of Canada here, but unfortunately, I'm using Brave browser, and it's not that good. Map of Canada.
I'll have you know, Will, that I look, there's probably two things I like staring at the most. And it's not a good pair of breasts, much like men. I love looking at maps and menus. Those are two things I could probably look at for hours. So, you know, sometimes, not all the time, but maybe if we're talking about sports or something on the air, I might just pull up the map and go, and then just kind of explore with the zoom in, zoom out. So yeah, I'm very familiar with a lot of the world's geography, and I know that Alaska is giant and very far north.
David Council says that the proper term is Inuit, which I thought it was too. However, I believe that there are a lot of different tribes there, and I don't know if Inuit describes all of those people. I think they call them native peoples.
First Americans, I don't know. I know that that's a thing.
That wouldn't be it.
Why not?
Because it's not America.
It's North America.
Is it though?
Yes. No. Canada is part of North America.
No.
But I know they refer to first Americans, like even when they're talking about like Mayans or any of the tribes in, you know, current United States and also in Canada. So
look at this. I kind of thought that if we're looking on it, can you kind of see this?
Yes, clearly.
I kind of thought that, oh, okay, sorry, I didn't know.
I can see it clearly, not like clearly.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being rude. I can
see very clearly is what I meant.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, that came across.
So this is kind of weird. You don't really see any of the United States, which were so U.S. centric that it's bizarre not seeing anything marked. But I flew into Seattle, which is right around this area down here near Victoria. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought that Alaska was like right here near British Columbia. I didn't really realize that it was all the way up here. Like you're in the Arctic. It's more north than Canada, Northern Territories, pretty much. You got the Yukon here. You got the Northwest Territories, which they just gave up on. They just decided not to even. It's a Northwest Territory. They didn't name it anything. It's so useless. You got the Great Slave Lake, as you can see right here. You got Great Bear Lake, which I flew over on the way home. But I flew into Seattle, was my first stop, and I was like, that was a long flight, man. I'm glad it's over, pretty much. And then I'm looking at the map, and there's my little blue pin on my iPhone, and I'm going, I still got like, I'm only like 60% of the way there. I still got to go all the way up here. So it was about 8 hours in an airplane total, there and back, which is just insane.
You mean one way?
Well, yeah. It was two stops. So on the way there, I went Seattle to Fairbanks.
8 hours there, 8 hours back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're talking about 16 hours in total.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So we went Fairbanks to Chicago, which is right around here. Mm-hmm. That was a really long flight. And then Chicago to Tampa, which wasn't too bad. But Alaska's strange, man. It is. There's just like garbage everywhere. And not like napkins or diapers or household trash, not like food waste or anything. Industrial machinery, cars, engines just scattered all about, construction material. In fact, the place that we were staying was this very beautiful cabin. And when you pulled in off the road, or I guess you could call that, it's like there's two cars on it. I was at this place called Fox, Alaska, which is just outside of Fairbanks. And you just kind of pull off into this little driveway. On your left, there's a Alaskan pipeline permafrost laboratory where they're kind of studying the permafrost down there because the pipeline goes right through there.
Right.
And then on your right, there's a couple of shacks that appear to be somebody's home. In fact, we found some old picture slides with like people in it. And it looked like they were standing out in front of from like 1970, probably. So just kind of overgrown. There's a car, looks like from the late 70s, just there, sitting there. But it's creepy. It's like a horror movie. It's just overgrown and nobody lives there, clearly. So they just left it. Then you go back into, I don't know, 100 yards or so back in the driveway. And then there's this beautiful cabin there. Now, even the beautiful cabin has garbage. Like in the yard, there's an engine I'm seeing over here. And then construction material in the back. The backyard's a mess. But it's a different culture there. It's not like it is here. I don't know. And I think it has to do with there's 100 days of no snow. And that doesn't even mean cold. It just means no snow in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's one of the coldest places in the world. It sits in a valley, so all the cold kind of congregates in the city. It's like negative 50 degrees. So I think when it's nice, you know, the temperature was warm. It was maybe high 50s at night and then mid 60s, upper 60s for highs during the day. But they only get about 100 days without snow on the ground. So I think they're just like, we're going to enjoy the weather. And then once the snow comes, it's going to cover all this stuff up anyways. We don't even see it, which is most of the time there, you know, 2/3 of the year. I think that's the mentality, but I'm thinking, like a scrap business would be good. Just come and haul that stuff out. I don't know what the local government's position on that is, but it wasn't just this area. It seemed to be all over the place. Wildfires burning all through there. In fact, when we were flying in, it was really odd and creepy. It looked like clouds were on the ground, but coming upwards instead. You know, smoke, when you see a fire, it moves, yeah. You know, it's moving around. It's smoke. It's billowing upwards from 30,000 feet or wherever we were, 10,000 feet, maybe at this time. It's like just a still cloud. It's so bizarre. So we saw that, and it was really smoky for a few days. The last few days we were there, we kind of got some nicer weather, but the air quality was probably better here than it was in Fairbanks during that time. It was really bad. I had to go get a mask, wear an N95 around. It was so bad. Yeah, it was not ideal. Now it's great there, from what I hear. It's like the weather or the air quality is like 3 when it was 300 when I was there last week. But overall, pleasant experience. I saw a moose in person, which was really neat. Finally, it came out. I've heard that they were everywhere, but I think the smoke kept them away. They kind of went where the smoke was not. So I saw them just on the day before we were about to leave. We saw one walking down the road, which was pretty awesome. Went to a reindeer farm, saw some reindeer.
Do people from Alaska have some sort of accent? Do they sound more Canadian than American or no?
You know, it was actually really, in fact, I happened to be, I tuned into the Johnny B show because Johnny was going to do the show by himself. And on Monday I tuned in and it was, you know, what was it? It was 4 hours. So it's like 4 p.m. and it's 8 o'clock here. And I hear him, he goes, Will went to the whitest place in the world, Fairbanks, Alaska. Surprisingly, very diverse. There, I would say almost as diverse in Fairbanks, Alaska, as it is in St. Petersburg, Florida. Lots of POC, lots of white. I mean, everybody just kind of mingling together. POC,
can you be a little bit more specific?
I would say when I say POC, I mean just like black people, just walking around. And I didn't really like. You're kind of. Are you shocked because you didn't think that there would be? Black
no, I thought you were going to say that there were like first Americans and
I don't like it when you call them that. I know that you're not technically wrong, but they're.
Well, what do you want me to call
Canadians?
Them? First Canadians. Natives, Indians.
First Canadians.
Eskimo Willies. I don't know what you want me to call them. First Whatever Canadians. Makes you feel better. You know what I'm trying to say.
First Canadians.
But you're in Alaska.
I know. I just don't like it. It doesn't seem right. I know you're not wrong.
Well, here's the thing. When you see, let me ask you this. When you see an Eskimo person of color, whatever, when you see them, does your brain, is the first association like Native American, like Hispanic, like Mayan, or do you go Asian? Because when I see like an Inuit person, I immediately go Asian, like Asian, yeah. But then as they kind of traverse and they become more of the, you know, Iroquois and the Comanche tribe, you know what I'm saying, yeah. Of the Great Plains, then they look more.
Yes.
You know, migrant crossing the border.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You go a little north or much north, much more north. It's like I go Mongolian. Yes. Like,
correct. That's what.
What is your first association like? Oh, that's a migrant person, or that's an Asian person.
They look more, I would say, of the Asian populace, yeah. The natives of that area. Yeah. And there is actually a lot of Asians there in Alaska. Like I saw a Korean flag up at one point in Seattle. You know, like here in Florida, we have English, and then if there's some sort of sub. Secondary language, usually it's Spanish here in Florida. In Seattle, it was, I believe, Korean and Chinese were the two instead of Spanish.
Yeah, so, it's the same. I know a lot of like Chinese billionaires are buying up a lot of property in like Vancouver and stuff. Mm-hmm, yeah. And it doesn't make it any more less confusing that there's also a Vancouver in Washington State.
Yeah.
And a Vancouver in British Columbia.
Correct. So. Yeah, but you're right. I would say the native population there looks more Asian than down south native in America, real America, is more Hispanic. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had there was a big variety of people. I was kind of surprised because I thought it was going to be all native folks and whiteies.
I didn't know there were black people there. I mean, truly, not like what are they doing there, but like, it doesn't seem like,
I know, that's what I thought too.
Place that's, you know,
I know. I think that's what everybody thinks. That's what Johnny thought too, but no, it's a very diverse community there. And I don't know if it's just that city or perhaps, you know, it's not cheap to live there. Goods are really expensive. They said that if they buy anything on Amazon, you just got to double the price in order to get it shipped there. So they do get a check. I believe it's like $100 a month or something. And that's kind of helps ease some of the problems. But I mean, what is $100 going to do? It's not much. Heating costs. The Uber driver said she pays $600 a month to keep her house, you know, warm during the cold season. And that's
the question is really why. Why do you live there? You know?
Yeah. The Uber driver, when we first got there, she said that, you know, her mom kind of grew up there and she met her husband there and he had kids. But now the kid's 18. So she's looking to get the hell out. And now they're trying to figure out where to go. And they were looking at potentially Florida, potentially Arizona. But the husband's like a mountain man. And he likes the cold, so he doesn't want to come down here to Florida.
Well, Denver, go Colorado, you know, that's a good midway.
Yeah. You know? So, yeah, I don't know. It's a weird, I don't know if I could live there. It's a weird place. And I think the cities like Anchorage and Juneau are much different, you know, and they're also kind of farther south towards civilization, I guess, not in the middle of this, you know, vast landmass. But it was an experience. I'm glad I got to go. I'm glad I got to see it. I don't think I'll go back. That's a Fairbanks. I would like to see Juneau and Anchorage, though, see what it looks like there. And it was actually weird. Like, a lot of my family was there. Some were in Juneau, some were in Anchorage, like, at the same time. I just got a message from my cousin's wife. She goes, hey, we're in Anchorage. Like, what?
Why?
Yeah, they're just on a cruise, the Alaskan cruise thing.
Oh, right.
So I was like, oh, that's cool. But, I mean, it's not even... like, hey, do you want to meet up? Because it's the equivalent of being like, I'm in Ohio and you're in Florida. You know, it's almost that far away. So it's not like you want to link up. We're in the same state type of thing.
Yeah, it's just like cool. No way.
Awesome. Cool. See you later. Enjoy your cruise. So, yeah, it was fun, but I saw some reindeer. I went to a reindeer ranch. I did some gold mining, some panning for gold, a real touristy type of thing. What else did I do? That's really about it.
A lot of drinking?
A spring. I went to a natural hot spring. And that's where I saw the moose. And it was just like this, you know, they kind of did some work to it. And I believe it's one of those ones where it is the natural spring water, but they do pump it and drain it once a week and then let new water in, that type of thing. And it's on like a lodge. So, but that was really cool. And it was a beautiful scenery. It's a little smoky, but you just saw these big mountains in the background, and
that's stunning.
Yeah,
I would love to go to Alaska. I think that that's an awesome place to go visit, just because it's so different and out there, and oddly part of the United States. So why not take advantage?
Yeah, it was definitely beautiful. But yeah, I don't know if I'll go back. We'll see. I gotta go. Like, you don't want to go during fire season because then it's smoky, and you don't want to go during
winter, because that sucks. And by winter, I mean, yeah, like 2/3 of the year.
The winter, though, has the aurora borealis, which I was hoping I was going to be able to see, you know, when I was out there. But this is another weird thing. 10 p.m., it's still daylight out there because you're so far north.
It's not 24 hours. Isn't it 24 hours at some point?
Maybe early. I don't think it's 24 hours. You're a little bit, you're mid-state. So maybe if you're up all the way north in the top of the state, it might be 24 hours.
Like, I don't know, maybe a month or two where it's nonstop daylight.
Yep. And then there's
also closer to, you know, summer solstice. So we're about 2 months out of that. So,
yep. So, and then it's, you know, dark during the winter, which would just be brutal. They said the sun will just get up over the mountains. It looks like dust.
That is some depressing shit. Now, did you do a fair bit of drinking?
You know, I did my fair share.
Nice.
There's not much to do there. You know, you're kind of hanging out and enjoying yourself, enjoying your time. And it's smoky outside. And you're playing cards and yeah, of course. Took down.
Gotcha. What else are you gonna do?
Yeah. You know. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about this because I know you've got a heart out here in a few minutes, but the big story going around in Tampa Bay is Wander Franco. Wander Franco is a baseball player, Anna, if you don't know. He plays for the hometown Tampa Bay Rays, and he is in some hot water a little bit because now it came out earlier in the week. He was alleged to be in a relationship with a, or had some sort of relationship, whatever that means, with a young lady, which isn't too weird. He's 22 years old. He's a Major League Baseball player. He's very rich now. A little bit perhaps too young, though, for 22. She was alleged to be 14. That's not good. And now there's another.
If I may ask follow-up questions about this 14-year-old.
Sure, please.
Now, did he date? Is this like an alleged current relationship he had? Has, or is this something that he was involved in when maybe he himself was, you know, 15 or 16?
No, I believe it is semi-current, even within the past year or maybe even less.
Okay. I didn't know if she was like, it was a Dominican thing. I thought maybe she was in the Dominican Republic and, you know, it was a few years ago and she's, you know how people are. When they learn you're making $182 million, you know, they go, oh, you rate me now. Let's get some money. So
yeah, well, I mean, nobody really knows. Is it possible that this young person, lady, is fibbing? Maybe. I mean, she does have pictures of them, and he appears to be giving her a big smooch. You know, it's not anything too graphic or anything, but they had like a giveaway that day of his, you know, stuff, his hat, I think it was, at the Rays game, and he ended up not even playing that game because of these revelations that kind of came to light. Yeah. So he's they're on a committed leave of absence from each other. He's away from the team right now. Still getting paid, by the way, which I guess is good. I don't know.
Thank God, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He's still collecting his checks, but there's another person that came out. This one's 17, I believe. So he's 22 and you got to be real careful because I remember there was some professor dude, he was on Thaddeus Russell's podcast, and he was kind of asking questions about, like, where do we draw these lines? What is the age of consent? You know, and then he got, because we're in such a weird, you know, binary world now, this guy must be a pedophile if he's at all asking any questions about it. And he got just blasted online, and I think had to get offline and stuff. But I'm at the point now where I'm so, like, let's just, you know what, 30. 30 is a good age. Let's move it from 18 here to 30, and there'll be no problem at all. That sounds good to me. But we have this number of 18, and you go, let's just, we got to figure it out. I don't know if that's the right number, and I think that's what this professor was kind of asking. Not necessarily we should lower it, but maybe we should up it. I don't know, like, why 18? Why is it this in this country? But it's just like, we got this number. I'm afraid to even touch it. You don't even want to.
No, I'll touch it for you.
Okay.
It's one of those things where, you know, like you mentioned, you have to draw a line in the sand somewhere. Are you so much more mature on your 18th birthday than you were the day before? Obviously not. You know, obviously not. But at some point, a law has to come into effect. You have to draw a hard line in the sand and go, yesterday you were a child, technically you're a minor, and today you are an adult. And if you look globally, it's always around that age, you know, anywhere between, you know, 14 and 18 is when you're typically an adult. And then the drinking age varies, you know, a bit more, but in terms of legally being an adult and what do we consider being an adult? Like, I feel like it's like sexual consent is usually what people are most concerned about. Mm-hmm. More than like voting and stuff like that. It's like, when can I not be put in jail for having sex with you? You know? And usually that's what I would say with most, let's say developed countries. Cause like, please, like the, you know, asshole countries who God only knows, but with most of the Western world, I would say it's usually around 16 to 18. That seems to be is there anything magical about that age? Not necessarily, but also that's usually when people are done with grade school and they go to college or they go into the military. So it's like, okay, you're going to be fighting for your country, but you're not an adult. Like, that doesn't make sense. So I think that 18 was just, it's the time when people end grade school and typically when they're allowed to enter the military, or they're just, you know, drafted into the military, like some countries, you know, Israel and maybe Taiwan. So I think that's a reasonable number is what I would say.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, because your frontal cortex doesn't develop in your brain. I think it's like 26 for males and 24 for females, somewhere around there. So to me, that seems like a more rational.
But just because your prefrontal cortex is fully developed doesn't mean you're apt to make good decisions either. You know,
like, yeah, but at least you got no excuse.
You have an IQ of 70. It doesn't really matter if you're fully developed. You're still going to be making dumb decisions.
At least you have no excuse at that point. You can't be like, well, my frontal cortex wasn't developed. I didn't know. Like,
right,
at that
right.
point, it's like, right. all right, well, you're a fully formed adult. Your brain's as big as it's going to get. And after this point, you will reap the consequences of your actions. So I don't know. You know what I was thinking, too? This sounds bad. I hope this doesn't sound bad. But what if that girl is his peer? In his brain, what's his IQ? I don't know. Maybe he can't relate to women his own age of 22.
Isn't he married with like a child and a baby on the way?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I would look into that because that's what I read, that he is like married, has a child, and has another one on the way with a woman of age, I assume.
Certainly not a new thing for baseball players to cheat on their wives.
No, I know, but you were making it seem like he's only into women.
Yeah. So I don't know, like that 14 seems really bad. And then it's like the other one's 17. It's like he's 22. She's 17.
Better.
Degrees better, right? It's like instead of murder, it's manslaughter. But if she's 18, then we're like, are we still like, that's weird. I think it's okay.
I mean, it's legal, you know, whether stuff is creepy, it doesn't really matter. You know, if no one is screaming, he raped me behind a dumpster, then whether, you know, he's 90 and she's 18 or they're both the same age, doesn't really matter. As long as they're both of age and no one's crying foul play, then I think it's good. And like I said, you know, the public is obviously going to comment and criticize if there's like a big age gap or she just turned 18 or something. But listen, I get it. 18 year olds can be hot. Oftentimes seven, not that I would see a 17 year old as hot, but maybe one could see that in a few months that person will be hot. You know, when we have to walk around society pretending like we don't see attractive, you know, adolescents, right? It's like, oh, I don't find them sexually arousing as well, but they are kind of attractive for their age or not. For their age, but just as a person with a face, you're like, wow, that's a person with the face, and the face is nice. And when they turn 18, they'll probably be hot. But I do think it is funny because like those, because you're so young, those 2 years make a difference. Big difference between 13 and 17. Big difference between 14 and 9. You know what I mean? So obviously the lower it goes, the more demented it becomes.
You know? I looked into, because I know that it varies a little bit throughout the world, the age of consent throughout the world. And you're right. It mostly is between 14 and 18, somewhere around. Actually, United States is 16, but I think you got to have a parent's note. It's like going on a field trip. You have to sign off on the, that's weird. Can you imagine giving some guy a note being like, yeah, you can do whatever to my kid?
In like Mormon communities and stuff like that, you know, it's not uncommon. So
it's 16 here in the Dominican Republic. I was like, well, maybe it's a different culture. Maybe they got a different age. Nope. It's 18 in the Dominican Republic where Wanda is from. You know what it is in Nigeria? I found out.
9.
11.
Yeah, that adds up. That 11. Makes sense.
That's a wild number, I think, for anybody.
Yeah. You're a baby, but, you know, maybe not. I mean, when you only, not saying that they only live to 30, but maybe you got to think maybe the life expectancy isn't as long. You know, 11 is really 20 in American years. Who knows? Mm-hmm.
So there is some thought that this girl might be older than what she says, and that she might have been saying this in order to get him in trouble and maybe try to Try to get some cash out of them. So some people are saying this is actually 19. And I saw Johnny and I were looking at last night, this young woman that was kind of being a young lady online, you know, but she's, I don't know if I even want to show it on here. I don't want to get my YouTube channel banned. She's not nude or anything, but she's got like, you know, tight pants on and a sports bra. And she's kind of dancing around. She doesn't look to be that age, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything now either. But there are some people saying that, you know, she's actually 19 years old and might be trying to extort them. So I don't know. It's so like that would be terrible for him if this is just a lie. And it's terrible if it's true. It's really just a terrible story all the way around.
Yeah.
What's your gut feeling if you had to guess?
He did it. I feel so bad even just making an assumption, but I don't know. Probably, you know, probably. I don't know. I don't want to say that it seems to be a thing with baseball players. Like with football players, it seems like they do more of the, like, again, this is coming from someone who doesn't really follow sports, but once an athlete enters my radar, they've done something wrong. Or they're Aaron Rodgers, or Tom Brady. But other than that, they're a criminal. So, you know, in my head, it's like Aaron Hernandez, Ray Rice, Michael Vick, the guy from the Arizona, Adrian Peterson. You know, those are the guys that it seems like they commit more of the violence, mm-hmm. or like Deshaun Watson, like the sexual assault / murder stuff. And then the baseball players just like love banging minors. Like that seems to be like their thing. That's my thing, is it's always like underage girls with them.
Yeah.
Do you feel that? I feel like, and well, I can't even give you another example of an MLB player who's been accused of this, but I just know I've heard it before.
There's a Trevor Bauer thing, but that wasn't minors. It was just like, he was a little too rough with the gals and they didn't like it.
Yeah, there's definitely stuff with like minors I've heard before, and it's always the baseball players.
I would say
it's like murder, then it's like a football player.
Potential sex crimes, maybe more baseball guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it could be. Yeah. Wow, so we're going to find out. I'm certainly keeping an eye on the story as a Rays fan, and I hate feeling this way too, because I'm like, okay, if this is true, then he needs to go to prison. But I'm like, he sure is a good baseball player, though. We're sure going to miss him on our team.
Trying to win.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's crunch time. We're getting down to the wild card race, and sure could use him in the lineup. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, you got to go because Beyonce's in town tonight, and you want to get to your karate class on time. So we're going to let you get out of here early.
But it's funny because in true male fashion, you didn't even notice that I cut 12 inches of my hair off.
Well, it's in a bun.
Well, it wasn't initially. Initially, I was going like this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice.
And you didn't notice. And I was like, it's so crazy. And you were just like, yeah, anyways, Alaska. And I was like, isn't it insane? And then I realized that you're a boy and you just, boys don't realize.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. I really tried to be better at that because I have a woman in my life who does that too. And I should notice these things. And right. I'm just totally oblivious to,
yes,
like completely. I walk in. It's like a game though. She'll be like, notice anything new? And I'm like, I'm just looking at her. What did you? And then she goes, no, I got a new chair. And I'm like, oh, it's a nice chair. It's a nice chair. I like it a lot. Wow. Yeah. It's fun. It's fun all around. Well, Anna, thank you so much. Enjoy your class. You. And I hope you don't get stuck in traffic.
I appreciate you. Have a good one, guys.
And that's it. That's all the time we have. Thank you, Anna Hummel. Thank you, listening audience from around the world, whether you're listening on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7, or on podcast. Please go subscribe to the podcast. The Tampa Bay Lightning are getting ready to resume hockey here very shortly, so that means more content available only on HMBRadio.com. So go get it. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man, and stay tuned if you're listening on Radio St. Pete. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next. Have a good one. For Anna Hummel, my name is Will Koontz. Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.